نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the qualities of the pious people. Amongst the qualities of the pious people that we discussed based on the sermon of the pious people, the sermon number 184 in Nahjul Balagha, amongst those qualities, one of the qualities was that a pious person is one who in the society is looked up to for all good actions. Like when a person sees him a person who is kind of a factory of goodness, who always produces good in the society. Therefore, good is expected from him. And he's a type of a person who, because of that goodness that he has, because of that connection with God, people, when they see him, they feel safe. They don't feel that he will be harmed by that person, or they know that if he takes a step, it will not be a step of evil. It will not be a kind of an evil action. Of course, we have to realize that sometimes this might be mistaken, that a person who is pious, therefore, is not firm or is not firm against evil or wrongness. That is, of course, not what is meant here. Even when a pious person is harsh or he's firm on certain things, that is actually a good thing coming from him, because of he knows what steps to take when, which are going to lead to the perfection of himself and of the society. So therefore, he's a person who's always good and always staying away from bad.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, this was a recap of what we discussed in the previous session. Today we want to say that amongst the qualities of the pious people is that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِن كَانَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ كُتِبَ فِي الذَّاكِرِينَ وَإِن كَانَ فِي الذَّاكِرِينَ لَمْ يُكْتَبْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. He says that if a pious person is amongst those who have forgotten God, who are not remembering God, he will be counted to be amongst those who are remembering God. Now, what does this mean? You see, sometimes when a pious person is amongst people and those people seem to be not connected to God, let's say they are not remembering God, you can't see them, for example, having a tasbih on their hands, or they're just talking about normal things in life, and they don't have that connection with God at that time. But a pious person is one who, even when he is amongst such people, he is being very normal, he is helping others, he is talking about normal stuff in life, he is happy with his family, with his friends, he is maybe enjoying some kind of recreation. But in that moment that he is enjoying that recreation, his heart is in a state of remembrance of God. The heart is alive. The heart is not dead. While there are others, unfortunately, who, when they are involved in certain recreation or certain other activities apart from worship, they don't have that connection with God. That means they do not have that attention to the fact that all the actions, all their actions are based on God's attention on them. And all the wonderful and beautiful things that he sees in this world and all the wonderful and beautiful feelings are all from God. You see? Now, because a pious person has this attention, rather he perceives it with his heart at all times, he's a type of a person who is always in a state of remembrance. And therefore, even if apparently he seems to be amongst those who have forgotten God, he is counted to be amongst those who remember him.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, the second part of this statement that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions is that وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي الذَّاكِرِينَ لَمْ يُكْتَبْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. If he is amongst the rememberers of God, amongst those who are remembering God, لَمْ يُكْتَبْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ, he is not excluded, rather he is not written and counted to be amongst those who have forgotten God. So now this may seem obvious, of course, if he's amongst those who are remembering God, that then obviously he'll be counted as those who remember God. Well, you see, sometimes a person may be amongst those who remember God, who are in that state of God's remembrance, but he himself has forgotten God. It is possible. That's why just being physically present, in front of a person who is very good, pious, is not enough for a person to become felicitous. And therefore there were many people who are close to the Prophet, who would walk around with the Prophet. Maybe they were even in a cave with the Prophet, but that doesn't make them to be those who are rememberers of God. Rememberers of God, those who remember God, are those that have that attention, that spiritual state of understanding and perceiving with their heart that connection. So if these pious people are amongst those who are pious, amongst those who remember God, amongst those who are in that connection with God, they are never written to be amongst those who are forgetting God. They are always together. That means that togetherness with the people of remembrance of God is a true togetherness. And you will see that, therefore, a pious person, based on the explanation Imam Ali alayhi salam has given here, is constantly in a state of remembrance, is constantly in a state of dhikr. And when the higher realms, when the entities of the higher realms look at this person, they always see the light of remembrance in him. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us the opportunity to have this awareness and this depth of understanding of our connection with God, so that we are always counted to be amongst those who remember him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه